Hello, hello, hello. Goddamn. Goddamn, this is Who the Fuck Knows with Emily Rose. I'm Emily Rose, and today I have a favorite guest of mine and yours, my friend Elena. Hi, Elena.
Hi, Emily. Back again. Ready to vent.
Ready to vent. Listen, guys, today is going to be very much a vent session. This will be coming out to you Tuesday, June 6th, which is the day before part three of the reunion. I think that we are both pretty anxious. Are you feeling?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for the rest of my life to be back to me. Like, I want to have my life back, which I feel like I won't get that back till like the end of the year.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that this is going to consume, as much as I want to think that after this part three and then even after Secrets Revealed, as much as I want to think that I'm going to be calm, I don't know that.
No,
I will be.
I just feel like we're going to see so much, and just like everything we've seen in between all of these, everything we've seen between the episodes, like all the information and just like all these blogs that come out, we don't catch a break.
No.
So between this reunion and then the Secrets Revealed, we're definitely going to be riding this out until cameras just pick back up.
Truly.
So this is actually going to be like a 2-year thing.
Yeah. I mean, part of the huge speculation right now is, what is the big reveal? You know, Alex Baskin, producer, indicated that after the reunion, there's going to be a lot of processing that happens. There's going to be a lot of what ifs and things that could potentially make other cast members not want to sign on or reconsider their contracts. So that being said, let me give just like a quick overview of what happened in part two of the reunion. We start off in the midst of an argument where Sandoval is basically calling Lala a hypocrite. Lala's like, what did I do? What did I do? And I think that Sandoval was kind of just trying to say that Lala was mean to Raquel.
Right.
And then things get heated and James kind of goes off on Sandoval. It's kind of muddled right here. Elena, do you remember what happens immediately?
Well, it was so while Tom and Lala are going back and forth, you hear Lisa chime in, as she chimes in multiple times.
She does.
You're Lisa chime in, and that's where Lala is like, you have to stop. And then James goes, you're defending Tom too much.
Yeah.
And so that's where he walks off.
Yeah.
And goes on his little storm. At this point, I think he just needs to walk off.
Yeah.
I don't think they were going to actually put hands on each other, but whatever, you know.
Well, he does reveal that he... Sometimes Tom just makes me so angry that I get upset, and then I get nervous and I get angry, and so then I just really have to pee.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. Are you a 4-year-old? I don't know.
I mean, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
And then I wonder, like, if Allie was in the back, you know, like, so he could talk to her, but then when they
couldn't have been.
No, because then I think about it, then when they do bring Allie out. I don't know if you caught that.
She was like, has he been like this day? Like, yes, girl. He's like, right. Is he not like this every day? He was at least like this every day that you were filming. So, you know.
Right.
We'll get into that. Jesus. Okay. So then a couple of highlights. So while this is all going on, Sandoval is calling Lala a narcissist. She's calling him a narcissist. And then he says under his breath, essentially, that she's such a narcissist that she took out her IUD the day she found out that Stassi got pregnant. And as much of a Lala hater as I am, cannot for the life of me figure out why this was even remotely relevant. Can you?
I think. And I feel like I briefly heard this somewhere else, but I think what he was trying to say, which at this point, he's not making any sense. He's basically caught with his tail between his legs, so he throws out anything.
Yeah.
But what anybody would interpret that as is him saying, like, you were so dumb that you didn't even know who you were sleeping with. You literally just pulled out your IUD. Like, you trusted the person you were with, and look what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And in the the rebuttal of her saying, like, you know, Ariana's been with you and you weren't holding yourself accountable and you're a narcissist. Like, making that comparison between her or him and Randall. So him, like, throwing in that IUD thing is kind of just a dig at her relationship with Randall.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not saying I understand why he said it, but I get why he did it, because he doesn't have anything else to use.
Right.
So he's just saying whatever.
He does this several times throughout this reunion where he kind of is saying things under his breath, and that's like kind of relevant, but not really. Like, when he later on, he says that James texted him something about his own mom being fat.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, green light, and people are reading into that, which we'll get into later. But overall, like, yeah, Tom's just saying whatever the fuck comes to his head. And I just, again, as a Lala hater, have to say that that was really inappropriate of him to say.
So inappropriate.
And completely, and it was actually completely not relevant, because by that time, Stassi was already fired from the show. So he's like trying to make a comparison that it was something to do with Lala's ego, but it didn't have anything to do with the show.
Right.
So I don't know.
And if you remember way back when Lala, Brittany, Stassi and all them and Katie were all hanging out, they made a pact.
Yeah, they made a pregnancy.
They did
pack.
That little pact shit. Do I think they really thought that they were going to actually have babies together? Maybe like Brittany and Stoss, like, you know, like those two.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, it's not like this. If we want to go back to the past, I mean, Lala could have really, if she heard what he said, be like, yeah, we were planning on having kids together.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did take my IUD out. It was during COVID.
Yeah.
What else am
I
doing?
A lot of people were doing that.
I mean, there was nothing else to do but fucking get drunk or get sober.
Yeah. I chose the drunk route, personally. So then, is this when they break for lunch or?
No, they bring Allie out.
Okay, so then they bring Allie out, and I'm going to get more into my feelings about this later, but they basically bring Allie out to talk about her and James's relationship and how has his drinking affected their relationship. Yada, yada. And then everyone claps for Allie. She leaves and then they go on break for lunch. And we see the cameras follow everyone but Sandoval to their lunch break. And they're all just kind of talking shit about it. And they're pretty funny about it. But then Sandoval goes to Raquel's trailer, which is 100 yards away. They do not let us forget. Mm-hmm. And he goes in there to kind of prep her. It seems like maybe he wasn't fully aware that she had been watching what was happening, or I feel like he just didn't really care whether she was watching or not.
It's Sandoval.
He doesn't give a shit.
He wants to tell his side.
He was going
to
tell his side. So he goes in there and Raquel's like, yeah, I feel like they're making us out to be like pathological liars when we know we're not. And Sandoval's like, yeah.
But then she says the only thing we lied about was this affair. I'm like, bitch, that's the biggest thing to be lying. And then you still lied. You told Andy in your solo interview that you guys wanted to wait to tell her until you got your story straight. So essentially you're lying. You're still lying. Like, this girl, I don't think, I don't know.
We'll get there.
Yes, please.
So then Sandoval leaves the trailer, then asks his producer, God bless this producer, Patrick, if he can have a break. He's asking for a filming break. Like, he doesn't want to be on camera for a minute.
Right.
And the producer's like, well, no, you're going to be mic'd up the whole time. That's what everyone else is doing. This is how we do this. people have argued that this is how they've always done reunions. I would argue, I don't think that they do usually keep their mics on during lunch breaks and stuff like that. I think that they do, like, maybe for like the first 10 minutes outside of the lunch break, and then they do get a moment to themselves. Right. This is an exception. Sandoval, you should know that. Thank God, even though the producer like caves or whatever, we still got footage in real time when this was happening of Sandoval and Raquel sitting on the pavement, having a powwow, for lack of a better term, and smoking cigs, and he was drinking a Diet Coke. I was listening to when Reality Bites podcast, which they're two producers that comment on the show, excuse me, and they were saying that a lot of times when you see them with like a Diet Coke or something, it's usually got alcohol in it. And I would not put that past Sandoval. So right. I think he was probably wasted. He looked terrible this whole reunion. And so then he gets his way, and then they come back from lunch and they get into.
Well, you know what? I think they had Allie after lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's this one scene with Allie in it, and it's when Allie is talking about, like, you know, when her and James got together, they discussed that they weren't going to move fast. And you see it flash to Katie, and Katie looks high. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks like she definitely hit something on lunch, because she's giggling, but I'm like, what are you giggling about?
Right.
Like, what's so funny? But the look on her face, and I'm not saying this to call her out, but it was just hilarious to me, because you said you think Tom was drunk. And I was like, speaking of everybody being on shit besides Tom Schwartz in his fucking Xanax, I was like, Katie definitely hit some kind of vape pen with THC in it, because she looked relaxed as fuck at this reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, well, I think that she was probably quite chill, because I think she might have known for some time, but we'll get there. So then I think, is this when we get into, then we get the la-la portion. We talk about Randall and how that was a bummer, I guess, for la-la, and I don't guess. I mean, I know it was a bummer for la-la. I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to hear about this. I didn't really want to hear about Allie. I don't really want to hear about any of this. So they go through that segment. Then we get to the Sheena segment, I believe.
You're like, get out the way, Lala. It's Sheena's time.
It's Sheena's star power time, where Sheena talks about, you know, the impact that it's had on her, the restraining order, the temporary restraining order. And then she says something that I think is the most noteworthy of the reunion, when they kind of go back and forth about, did Sheena actually say, I'm going to punch that bitch in the face? Now, Elena, do you think that Sheena punched Raquel in the face?
As a Sheena stan.
Yes.
Goddamn, please don't let this come back to bite me.
No, it won't.
As a Sheena stan, I want to say that she didn't.
Yeah.
But as someone that reads people's body language, the way they come at people, the way they talk, and how they react.
Yeah.
She's got a pretty strong friendship group.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to the very end to say that she didn't punch her.
100%.
Because also, when she's asked about, you know, we all know how the legal system works. When you have a lawyer and they say not to say anything, you don't say anything. But it was just the way people were shutting Tom up and just being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Even Ariana, Tom, shut the fuck. Like, when he was like, I heard her say it, and I remember thinking. And Ariana's like, I remember thinking that you're a liar. And I was like, I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, this man is not going to be able to talk. And not that I'm saying that he should be able to, but if we want to get down to what the fuck happened, we got to let people speak.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, I think that her fist, she might have had a fist and didn't mean to punch her. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so I think that she did say, I punched that bitch in the face when she didn't really.
Right.
But this seems like pretty on par for Sheena's behavior to kind of like exaggerate to make herself seem like more of an ally. And she might have said, I punched that bitch in the face. That doesn't mean she did it, yeah. Right? I, as you know, when those pictures came out of Raquel that she released of her black eye, I did say to you, literally to you, Elena, that's a cut crease. That's some cute makeup that she has on. I don't think that she got punched in the face. For real, for real.
She did a Sheena swing on her.
She did a little...
So maybe it wasn't like a full punch, but it was just a... Okay. Let me not get in trouble real quick. I take back the Sheena punch.
Okay, okay.
Because I originally said, the last time we talked about this, I originally said that I think that Sheena was enraged, saw red, in that she might have pushed her, and Raquel probably did one of those drunk numbers where she kind of like rolled her ankle, fell into something, or fell into Sheena's fingernail, mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. Sheena didn't punch her.
Y'all should see Elena's face right now. Look.
I'm gonna tear my ass up. I know people you've had on here.
Listen, I don't think that Sheena punched her because I'm an ally. And I'm just going to stand by
whatever the cast says.
So, and Tom may have heard what he heard, and that's fine. But at the end of the day,
she dropped the lawsuit anyway.
Yeah,
so
she dropped it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you really felt threatened by her, first of all, that's the thing, though. That's the thing that people aren't talking about. Whether she punched her or not, the restraining order was meant to shame her for what she did, not to actually protect Raquel.
Right.
Raquel didn't think that Sheena was going to come to her home in the middle of the night and ravage her some crazy shit.
Right.
She didn't think she was going to get shot or anything wild. Like, Raquel did that to hurt Sheena's feelings.
And it was her family that made her do it.
Yeah.
That made her do it.
Yeah, apparently. So, or allegedly. So I think that either way, it doesn't really matter. So they kind of go back and forth about that. And then Tom says something kind of offhand, like, you know, will Sheena confront, or Andy asks, like, Sheena, did you have any suspicions that, you know, this is going on? And Sheena says, well, I went to Ariana with information that Lala and Katie gave me. I went to Ariana with that, and she told me absolutely not. I also went to Sandoval with this information, and that part was kind of weird because he's like, you did, you came to me, and like, what was I gonna do? Like, she was like, at least lie to my face. And he was like, I did. And she's like, well, I kind of wish you didn't. And I'm kind of like, well, what was he gonna do? He's not gonna tell you.
Right.
You know?
Right. And even Ariana makes a point, was like, he wasn't even gonna tell me until like 2 weeks ago.
Right. So then they, you know, they're like, okay, well, it's time for Sheena to leave. She has to be 100 yards away. So she's like, okay, well, before we leave, and Sandoval's already up, and he's like, God, I don't want to be here. She's like, bitch, bye. We don't need you here for this.
We don't need you.
And then she presents Andy with a gold-plated vinyl of Good as Gold, because 10 years ago, he said that she would have an album by 2023. Does she have an album? No. But she got that shit gold-plated.
Right.
She got that single gold fucking plated on vinyl. And I think that's tight.
That's such a Sheena thing to do, too.
It's
like,
so
such
Sheena.
A like a nice little touch to a shitty reunion. She's like, but I got this gold vinyl for
you. It was so cute.
She is so excited about it.
I know. I thought that that was a great way to break up the tension. And it was very cute and very, I don't know, it was just fun. So then as she's walking out, they play Good as Gold, which I also thought was cute.
That's hilarious.
Sandoval's in the parking lot. He's like, I fucking blew. I'm blowing it. I'm blowing it. We hear him say that. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't. You think?
Right.
And then Sheena gets in her car. We get started, you know, ready for Raquel to come back. We get more of the one-on-one with Raquel and Andy. And Raquel's... Andy's asking her questions like,
did you think that this would... How did you think this would impact your relationship with Ariana? And she's like,
I don't know. I was kind of living in my own, like, fantasy world, I guess. And Andy's like, yeah, kind of. And she's like, but Andy, I have something. Oh, well, okay, sorry. We saw a little flash of this because Andy hands Sheena the restraining order papers, dismissal, but it wasn't a real dismissal, we find out. Later, it was just like, it was actually, I found out from Shenanigans, Sheena's podcast, that it was actually dismissal for a civil lawsuit that had not been filed. So the paperwork that Sheena was given was completely bullshit in the first place. And even if it hadn't been, it doesn't matter. She would have still had to go to court.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. You still have to go to court to get it officially dismissed. To... Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, then Raquel's saying that she didn't think that this was really going to be a big deal, which put a pin in that because I think that's interesting. And that she's prepared for the worst, hoping for the best, I guess.
That fucking smirk on her face.
She's wild. And then we start prepping, and then we see Schwartz. We cut back to the stage. Schwartz takes out a bottle of Xanax.
Shakes it.
Starts to take it. Everyone's like, the fuck is that? He's like, Xanax? Well, it's a Lorzapram. So
wait,
it's not really.
I think Arya was like, are you Molly right now?
She said, are you taking E? Are you taking E? He was like, no, it's Xanax. And then James goes, you have a bottle on hand, mate. And I'm like, James, quiet the fuck down. Because I don't know what the hell is in your pocket, sir.
For real.
And then Schwartz tosses his bottle of Xanax to Ariana. Everybody laughs. Sandoval says, you should just tell them this is my medication and it's none of your business. And Schwartz is kind of like, yeah, I guess. But
Tom trying to be a voice of
he's
reason.
He's trying to coach in the moment. I'm like, bro, he already took the Xanax out. You've already failed. You're bad at your job. He's thrown the bottle. Your boss has seen it. Your boss has seen it. Like, the man is unhinged. Okay. You can't coach this guy anymore.
A couple of people could use the Xanax prior.
More than even Ariana said, it's funny that you're the one taking Xanax. He's like, oh, I'm nervous.
I mean, it makes sense for him to be the one taking it, though. He's just, he doesn't deal with confrontation. And you have him on the shitty side.
Well, if he's that bold with it, I'm like.
He probably does. That just was very telling for her to ask if he was taking E. I was like, how many times does he just bust out E all the time?
All the time.
For you to ask that.
All the time. And so then, yeah, so then we get Raquel coming on stage. Oh, Sandoval says under his breath, green light, green light. A lot of people have been overanalyzing this, in my opinion. They've been like, did Tom say green light, green light? For Schwartz to take out the bottle so that he could distract once Raquel came on stage. So nobody was paying attention to Raquel. They were still like paying attention to Schwartz with the bottle. I'm like, they're not this fucking smart.
No.
If they were, they wouldn't be in this position. So then Raquel comes on stage and then Andy goes, hi, Raquel. And Raquel goes, hi, Andy. And then we get the season 3. Teaser.
I'm kind of laughing about her walking on stage by herself, though, because you know those videos that you see online where it's just like people dancing, but they have all the footsteps going
to it.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
They should have done that with her, with her, like her shoes squeaking and shit. Like, squeak.
Yeah, I love those. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So, all of that said, Elena, what I would like to do now is read some of the unpopular opinions. I solicited my Instagram following for some unpopular Vanderpump Rules opinions. I'm going to read them, and then I want you to tell me if you just agree or disagree.
Okay.
And then if there's anything that you're like kind of tepid on, then we can.
This is like most of your polls where I'm like, I never answer if I if I don't know. I'm like, actually, this is why I'm not.
Well, I love a poll, child. Okay. So, Schwartz only recently realized his issues stemming from his parents and is testing his limits. Agree or disagree?
Read that again.
Schwartz only recently realized his issues stemming from his parents and is testing his limits.
No, I disagree. I feel like he's always been testing his limits. I don't think that he needed to bring his parents in. I hope I'm answering that the right way.
There's no right or wrong.
What do you agree? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree that he just recently realized his issues that are stemming from his parents. Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Next one. Schwartz is so angry at Sandoval.
Disagree.
Okay. I disagree too. I think that if there's anything that he's starting to come to a realization about, I think he might be on the very precipice of thinking, maybe Sandoval isn't a great friend to me.
But I think Sandoval would literally have to do something directly to Schwartz for him to be crossed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, everything that Sandoval's doing or like the things that have happened around Schwartz that are horrible that Tom Sandoval has done, he's always backed him up.
Yeah.
And he knows that it's horrible. But it's like, I think that Sandoval has to do something to Schwartz.
Okay.
He has to fuck his girlfriend.
Yeah, he has to. Even then, I mean, Schwartz literally said you could. He literally told Katie you could fuck Sandoval, and I would be like, yeah.
He says that
now. I want Raquel to come out of hiding.
For selfish reasons, yes. I agree.
Okay. I feel very complicated about that, but we'll get to that later. Sheena is the glue that keeps it together. It should be called Sheena Shea Rules. I agree.
I definitely agree with that.
100%.
I've definitely agreed. I mean, she's been very consistent every season. Yeah. She's always the if you can't realize how people are coming down on her, being like, you always want be everybody's friend. I'm like, yeah, because that's Sheena.
That's also.
So she is the glue.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it isn't.
To want to be everyone's friend. It's not in my opinion, it's not an inherently bad trait for someone to want to
get along
with everybody. But much like with Schwartz, it can get you into some complicated territory when you're like more worried about is everyone going to like me than you are like being fully loyal to one person or the other. But I don't think that Sheena struggles with that the same way that Schwartz does. So.
No, she has a backbone.
She does. Ariana is cold and was too obsessed with being cool.
I will not answer that one.
No! You have to answer. You have
okay,
to answer.
Okay, fine. I think that she was a little... I mean, she's rightfully cold.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, when you have a debate, mm-hmm. it's important to hear all sides of the story.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody, ever since Scandal broke out, we've all wanted answers.
Yeah.
And the reunion is for people to get answers. Shutting someone off or cutting them off every time they say something that you just don't agree with, that's not helpful to anybody.
Right.
Even if what's coming out of the person's mouth is bullshit.
Yeah.
So I say, yes, she's cold rightfully, but I feel like, you know, it's because I think everybody deserved a chance to talk.
Yeah, I agree that she is cold. I don't know. I think that she's pretty aware of her image in this reunion. I think that she's very aware of how she's coming off, and she's trying to, she has a lot of walls, and I think that she's keeping those walls up for this reunion, which, for better or worse, like, it's benefiting her. So, I mean,
right.
I guess she has to do what she has to do. Last one here. Ready for Stassi to come back?
I disagree because she's not going to come back. She's even said that I'm not going to even entertain that.
Yeah. And I also think that Stassi is an actual terrible person. So Stassi can.
She's doing what she needs to do, how she needs to do it. You can go visit her podcast, go visit her tour. She's doing things just like other people that aren't on Bravo shows. You could still see them.
Yeah. She stopped giving in her last season on the show. And I don't want to get too nostalgic about how she was in the beginning, because I think if she was there now, she would just... I don't think that her opinion would matter that much. I mean,
it'll just be another person to gang up with. You know, like, she's just another gang member.
Yeah. She's just like Lala from the street.
the gang members of Vanderpump Rules.
The witches of WeHo. The true gang. Okay, so now that we've gone over unpopular opinions, the real reason that we're here tonight is a vent sesh that I have called to talk about the top 10 things about Scandoval that are pissing me off. And I'm not going to lie, once I got to like 5, I was kind of like, I think that this is all encompassing for the most part. But I did find 10 because as I continued to listen to podcasts and live in my truth, I really found some things that I don't like. So before I give my 10 reasons, Elena, do you have one thing that stands out for you? And then if it's something on my list, then we can elaborate.
Well, one thing that I was very passionate about when I was voice messaging you the other day was how Lisa Vanderpump has been pissing me off.
Yeah. Okay. It's not on my list, so.
She does this thing where she throws jabs, like, on the side when it's so unnecessary, and she's not even realizing what she's saying. Like, I was talking to you about how Sheena, well, not even, like, I don't even think she was just trying to throw jabs. It's like she can't allow people to have a good moment.
Yeah.
It's like you always have to, like, snub somebody.
Yeah.
You know, James buys his first house. She goes, "Don't fuck this up." Sheena's talking about her and Brock, you know, getting married for themselves. And obviously, Sheena said the green card was the initial thing.
And she had to be like, but also for the green card.
It's just like, yeah. And Sheena's like, yeah, of course.
I just said that.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly. And it's just like, these little things she keeps on doing is pissing me off, because all these people, they started the show so young. So she's been a mother figure to them.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes she forgets when she's doing these reunions, she's still in this mother mode of like, I want to play all sides and give everybody a fair chance. But what's wrong is wrong. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you could be mad at your child, but you don't have to sit there and make the other kids feel like their feelings aren't valid because this is your business partner.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what it is. She's trying to protect her business.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you wanted to protect your business,
you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
So, I mean, that's my thing is with Lisa not recognizing that she's not these people's mothers. They are grown ass adults. And I kind of was living for, you know, Lala going back on her, because there's times where them in the past, they've been scared to say anything back to Lisa Vanderpump because she was their boss. And, you know, now I'm like, you guys have started, you've developed things from your platforms. You have things going for yourself. You're not working at the fucking restaurant anymore.
Right.
And if she wanted to pull the card, like, well, I started this show. Well, you guys are carrying the show. So she can't even use that. So it's like, yes, you want to be respectful to your elders. Me as a, you know, raised that way. Respect your elders.
Sure.
But I'm also been someone that's like, I never let my parents talk to me a certain way. So like, you'd be damned if I'm going to let somebody that used to be my boss talk to me a certain way. Especially when you're wrong. That was my pet peeve.
Okay.
Of this whole Vanderpump reunion season. Well, yeah, just the reunion.
So the first thing that I have on my list is kind of, I like had to keep adding to it, and I don't want to like spend an hour and a half on it, but it's all about Raquel, and there's a few things. One, I don't like that people keep calling Raquel Roach. I really don't like that. I'm sorry. I think that's so, like, call her a cunt, call her a bitch, whatever, but, like, don't call, like, roach to me is so, I don't know, it's so gross. Like, I don't mean the cast. I mean, like, just viewers. I mean, like, people that are, like, consuming it. I'm like, I don't know about calling a human a roach. I feel like that's really, like, I think NeNe did that in Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I thought that was really disgusting, too, and I love NeNe. So I just, like, I hate that.
It's a sad day to have a name by Rachel.
I know.
Like, going for anything. I know. Roach, though?
That's really tough.
Don't even do that to roaches.
I know.
Roaches don't die.
I know. Leave them alone.
You try to put her on the same level as a roach. I refer to myself as a roach sometimes. I'm like, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, but that's not how they're doing it, Elena. They are saying Rachel. It to, like, mean that they are, like, dirty and disgusting. I don't know.
I thought when they got called a troll, that was pretty crazy.
It's very cringe in 2023 to call people trolls unless you're literally referring to internet habits. Like, if you're referring to them being a troll on the internet, that's in context. But if you're just, like, calling someone a troll, I'm like, why are you doing that? So weird. And they do that a lot, too, the cast.
I feel like I have added troll into my vocabulary for, like, down-the-line insult.
Okay.
I'm going to call somebody a troll and see the look on their face.
See what happens. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Call you and be like, I have a black eye, Emily. I called someone a troll, remember?
Is it a black eye or is it a scratch?
Scratch.
The next thing about Raquel is just the diagnosing her thing is starting to get very annoying to me. Like, and the diagnosing in general, obviously, I believe of all the things, I think that Sandoval does have, he shows signs of someone who displays narcissistic behavior. But other than, like, the sociopath, all of that, like, I just don't think that's warranted. And I also don't like when people are saying that Raquel shows no emotion, in quotes, because she is showing emotion. It's just not emotion that is comfortable for us. Right. So, like, when Sheena was speaking and we're cutting to Raquel in the trailer, she's showing, like, disgust and contempt on her face. That is not something that I think is appropriate for that conversation, right. But I also don't think that that is no emotion. I think that Allie is a little blank-faced for me. I think that Allie doesn't show a whole lot of emotion. You know, I think that Raquel shows a lot on her face, actually, especially if you look in the pre-Scandoval episodes. If you watch her, she shows a lot of fucking emotion. She's actually overly expressive with her face. And I just don't like, I feel like people are equating her emotions not matching the circumstance to showing no emotion. They want her to cry. They want her to show remorse or regret. She doesn't feel that way. So she's not going to show that.
Not to defend Rachel.
Yeah.
I just called her roach.
Don't call her roach. I think that is so offensive.
I just put it in my head. So okay. I don't want to defend her, but if you've watched previous seasons, really up until this season, you've never really seen her cry. Like, you've seen her cry, like, at the Pride, Gay Pride Festival or whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't really see her break down in tears much.
Yeah.
And reasonably so, because when she breaks down into tears, it's kind of awkward. But for people to think that she's supposed to, like, start crying, I'm like, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I've never seen her express that kind of emotion as far as, like, having sympathy or empathy for anybody like that.
Yeah.
So Yeah, it's just people are mad because she's not reacting the way they would react.
Exactly.
And how they feel like she should react.
Yeah. Agreed. Kind of on that same note, number two, relating Katie's relationship with Sheena to Sheena as a person. I think there has been a lot of comparing how Sheena handled the situation with Katie to who Sheena is as a friend, and then kind of like drawing conclusions like, oh, Sheena was awful to Katie. And again, I don't think that she was awful to Katie. I don't think that you can be, I don't know. I think that she was not considerate of Katie. I don't think that she was like kind to Katie at all.
It's almost like high school drama.
It's high school.
A very teenage type of drama. Like, yes. I'm not inviting you to my wedding. Like, I'm not doing this, or you have to stay over on this side. Like,
yeah, but also Katie said she didn't want to go anymore. So, girl, don't go to the wedding then. Why did you go to the fucking wedding? If you didn't want to go anymore, why'd you go to the fucking thing?
High school petty
drama. It's high school petty drama. So, and as someone who works with high schoolers for a living, I have to say, I would tell my girls the same thing. Exactly. Why are you mad? Why are you mad that she's telling another guy that he should kiss some other girl? Like, I don't know. The whole thing. I don't think that Katie's relationship with Sheena is a definition of who Katie is as a friend either, by the way. I'm not like, I defend Katie in that way, but Katie and Sheena don't fucking like each other.
Right.
So let them not like each other and move the hell on, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, like, I think Katie's been very clear every time her and Sheena have gotten into it and they do like the apology thing. Yeah. Katie's just been always been like, I mean, you say sorry, but it's like, I need to see actions.
Yeah.
I need to see actions. I think Sheena tries to express, you know, how she wants to be friends, but then there's like times where Katie kind of just like shuts her out.
Right.
And turns her down. So it's just a cycle. It's a cycle. And it's okay that they don't want to be best friends.
It's really okay.
It's fine. They're cordial. They're in the same space. They're nice to each other. That's enough. Like, stop forcing it.
I agree. Okay, number three. I am going to try, Elena, not to tangent. So keep me in line right now. Lala's hypocrisy aside from Randall, okay? So I'm a little, like, over the discourse about how, you know, mistress, not a mistress. I know how I feel in my heart. I feel like she knew that she was sleeping with a married man, okay? That's fine. Her hypocrisy, aside from that, when it comes to how she conducts herself in friendships, is very annoying to me. And I said this to you in a voice message. You know, when she was on the reunion and Katie said, oh, you know, because Schwartz brought it up, which is a whole other thing. Katie was like, I felt like you didn't show me a whole lot of loyalty when it came to Sheena because Sheena hurt my feelings, okay? Valid for Katie to feel that way. Lala's response is, I ditched all of these wedding events in support of you, Katie. But if you watch Lala on Watch What Happens Live or listen to her podcast, Lala's like, it's not like I ditched all of these things. I didn't really ditch that many things. I went to the things that were required of me. I feel like people are blowing that out of proportion. So which one is it?
Right.
Did you ditch a lot of things to be there for Katie? Or were you only going to the necessary things for she? You know, like, which one is it?
Right.
This kind of hypocrisy from Lala, and Katie called it. She said, I feel like if I was behaving the same way about Sheena when you had feelings about Sheena, this wouldn't be tolerated. She's 100% correct. Because they, like, have defined what loyalty is. So loyalty is not being friends with everyone. That's true in how they perceive Sheena and how they perceive Schwartz and anybody else. But it's also just true in general about how they feel about people in general. And I just feel like Lala gets away with a lot of hypocritical behavior when season 9, Lala literally tried, not literally, she tried to persecute Brock, Sheena's husband, for his behavior with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right? And then when people challenged her, she rebutted with, my husband is a stand-up man. Randall is the best man in the world. But now you're saying that he wasn't, which is fine. It's okay to like normalize changing your opinion and normalize like being aware of behavior that you weren't before. But at the same time, her vitriol is so, she's like seething with hatred all the time. And it's hard to watch. And I hate when the haterade comes out so hard for Sheena, because Sheena, what, tries to be friends with everyone?
Right.
But then Lala's out here. I just watched the season 4 reunion, if we want to take it back. And this is another thing on my list. They say, don't bring in the past. Don't bring in the past. So if we're going to look specifically at this season, then specifically in this season and not the future, because in the future, Raquel slept with Sandoval and was having an affair, but you didn't know that.
Right.
So if we're looking specifically in the context of time that you all deem as appropriate, Lala, you were a bitch to Raquel for no apparent reason. That's it.
Yeah.
So if we're not going into the past, because everyone keeps saying, oh, James can't bring in the past, and, you know, or LVP can't bring in the past about James, and we can't look in the past. Okay, fine. Let's not look in the past then. Then we can't bring up how Raquel was insensitive about Lala's dad in season 6 or season 5 or whatever that was, because her dad had passed and Raquel said something to the effect of, I don't think that having a family member pass is an excuse to be horrible to someone. You can debate that all day, but if that's your like catalyst for why you hate Raquel, which it's not because you were mean to her before then what is it, Lala? Why were you like that? Why did you treat Raquel like that all season? Did you know? Because then we have to bring in the whole conversation of, what's a loyal friend? Because then Sheena's the loyal friend and you're not. If you knew something that you weren't bringing to Ariana's attention,
right?
For real, I don't know. It's a slippery slope.
Well, that wasn't that much of a tangent.
Thank you. Number 4, the James and Allie idolatry that's happening on the internet. I don't like Allie. I gave her a season. I don't feel like I have to like Allie. I feel like I don't really trust Lala or Katie to be a good judge of character, because they flip-flop all the time, more than Sheena does. And they're like, oh my god, Allie, oh my god, you're so cute. Oh my god, she's so sweet.
Back to high school.
I'm like, you guys, like, didn't do this with Raquel, so what? Are your... You... I don't know. I just think that it's, like, ridiculous. And Allie hasn't given me anything this season to show me that she is, like, a particular... I honestly feel a little jaded, and I'm like, I'm not gonna trust anyone that James dates. Here's why. James is a bad person. And we can go on the internet all day long and say, oh, he's the number one guy. Is he entertaining? Yes. I, like, really think he did some really dark things in his past. Kristen has alluded to it. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of stuff there that I think isn't being explored. And I think that James's defensiveness when he's like, I was 21, bro. I was 23, bro. I was young. I was young. I'm better now. I'm better now. That's not just to do with drinking or climbing the rafters because you're drunk at a fucking gig.
Right.
Like, there's something that you're really trying to deflect from, in my opinion. And I'm just never going to be fully comfortable being like, James is a good guy. Ever.
Right. And like you just mentioned Kristen, because I've been listening to her podcast and like podcasts that she's been on. And I asked you this one day, I was like, what is going on? Because, you know, well, obviously Kristen didn't have a podcast years ago.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any opportunity for her to express these things. And not, she's not someone that just gets on rants on Instagram.
Yeah.
So when I've been listening, everything since Scandal came out, she has just expressed this pure hatred for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where the fuck is this coming out? I mean, I didn't think that her and James were best friends. They kind of run within the same friend group if they have to, but it's, I'm like, where, what's going on? Do you, what did I miss?
Well, there's also a chapter in her book, which I did listen to on audiobook. And there's a whole chapter, and I forget what she calls it. I think it's like In the Dark or Darkness or something. And she talks about a relationship that she was in that was a rebound relationship from Sandoval, where she was physically abused and she was like, one night she was abused and fled to like a friend's house and was like hiding there because she didn't want that person to find her. I'm not accusing James of being that person, but I'm also kind of like, we're in this space. This is where Lala pisses me off. If we're going to be in this space of like calling people out and Sandoval's the next Randall and da 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 da, what's going on here? What's going on with James?
Right.
And I understand that he may have changed, and I understand that maybe some of his, the abusive behavior that we saw on the show, nothing outside of the show, just what we saw on the show, that's, if that was a product of his alcoholism, like, that's a major fucking concern.
Yeah.
You know?
Even Lisa is like, she's very hard on saying you do not need to drink. And like, she doesn't say much, but she's just like, you've done terrible things.
And to Lala's credit, it's kind of like, why did you pull Allie aside on the boat and say, you may not be seeing things now that you might see in the future?
I mean, James hits pretty low. When he's going at it, he hits low. Like, even, you know, clips from him and Lala, it's not about the pasta scene, where he's like just basically saying, oh, don't come for my girlfriend or I'll come for your fat. Like, he hits, he, when he is feeling like he's backed into a corner, he has no problem with saying everything that you are not supposed to fucking say.
Right.
And so I don't want to make accusations of somebody.
Well, they did accuse him. Sandoval literally said
when he grabbed Allie's wrist.
When he grabbed Allie's wrist. And then slapped. He also said that when he slapped the waitress's ass. It's alleged, right? And I understand that Sandoval's a lawyer and all of that. But it's also, I don't know. It's annoying to me because I'm like, we have these platforms of standing up for women and being concerned about the men on the cast, and Jax is bad. Schwartz is like, and I've said it too, I think that Schwartz is darker than whatever. And he's mean to Katie and that, like all of that. And Sandoval, that's all true, but we cannot. I am not comfortable putting James on a pedestal. I really like, I believe Kristen, and I just think that, like, if she's out here saying there's stuff that's going to come to light, then there's stuff that's going to come to light, just like it has for Sandoval, just like it will for Jax, because I know it will, allegedly. Like, and I mean, like, with his, like, serial cheating problem, I don't know that he's, like, much more than a serial cheater and liar, but I just don't feel comfortable with it. So that's my number.
We really went off a tangent on that one.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I contributed.
I actually just realized I have two of the same one here, so I'll consolidate. When it comes to the reveal, and people saying the reveal is not a big deal, and it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be mind-blowing, and we're going to be let down. I'm going to be real. I'm not going to be let down. Especially if it's a timeline thing. If they literally say that they... Unless this is where I'll be let down, kind of, but I'm still going to be fascinated. If it did start Coachella, you know, the year that they're saying it did, still going to be fascinated, just a little let down.
Yeah.
But if it really has been going on since Raquel was with James, I'm going to be riveted.
Girl.
To be honest.
Honestly, that's what I keep feeling more confident that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because they're saying that the cast knows now and that they're all like, chill out. It's not that, or whatever. They've gotten over it. But I'm like, my thing about that theory is the fact that this man spent this money on this engagement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, we talked about how Sandoval loves to do these things to, you know, be that guy that's like, oh, you're a good guy, Sandoval. You spent all this money through this party. You're a great friend. But I'm like, with that, I'm like, were you doing that to impress Raquel?
Yeah.
And show your undying love for her, like support that you would so much pay for her engagement because you want to see her happy.
Right.
And then she finally is just like, wow, he really does care about me. And then they start the plan.
Yeah.
Girl.
I'm going to be literally amazed no matter what the reveal is, unless it is like the theories have gone wild, right? I don't appreciate people being like, oh, well, it can't be that Raquel was pregnant because she was vaping at the reunion. But if like that was a possibility, that would be very deeply upsetting for me.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings me in because the other points that I have are kind of we've kind of covered them already. And I think the other thing that is just bugging the shit out of me, and this is Reddit specific. So on the Vanderpump Rules sub, you know, they have rules on the subreddit. One of the rules is like no speculation. And so you can't speculate about pregnancy, which I understand. And that's why I'm not going to spend too much time on that. I understand why that's inappropriate and why that's triggering. And so fine. But then they also have a no drug speculation rule that is like, to me, absurd.
Right.
Like, first of all, Schwartz took out a bottle of Xanax. And I feel like people are going to extreme lengths, like saying it probably wasn't even Xanax. It was probably like Skittles or something. And he was just like distracting because Tom said green line. So he was like distracting it. Like I said earlier, like that is no, I think Schwartz might just like have a blatant fucking drug issue. And I think it's wild to sit here when Sandoval's like, what are the values you see in a relationship? And he's like doing shrooms until the sun rises. That's a value of a relationship? That's insane. And you guys are like drinking and like all of this, you know, behavior. I think, you know, I have a degree in sociology. I worked in behavior for several years. Like it is ridiculous to remove drug use from the factor.
I mean, this show was based off of food and beverage industry.
Say that.
So from someone, as someone who, people who have worked in the fucking industry, it is part of the culture.
Yes.
Like, let's not try to like coat this and like, you know, shield these people. Like, no, if they have it, that's fine. It's whatever. Yeah, it's like, I'm not cool. judging.
No.
But it's like, this is literally based off of a restaurant where they were all fucking doing drugs all the time. It happens in the industry time in, time out.
Yes.
Like, if you don't do, like, if you're not an alcoholic, if you're not doing blow every now and then kudos to you surviving that industry, because
literally.
It is like, so it's not when people, I think people are like, don't put that on them. Like, don't put that. It's like, no, they put this on themselves. Have you seen Jax?
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, also, again, Schwartz pulling out the fucking bottle in Ariana being like, is that E? Like,
yeah.
Do you think she just pulled that name out of her ass?
No.
Like,
no.
They were on Raquel's yurt trip. Shrooms, whatever the fuck they were on, where they're doing the whole dancing in the fucking tent with the lights.
It, like, was,
what did you think was going
Molly.
On with them? They were.
It was giving Molly.
Like, we're not just pulling this shit out of our asses.
No.
Like, it's quite okay. I mean, it's not okay if you have a problem that you need to solve, but let's call a spade.
And I don't think that it is out of this realm to speculate that maybe Ms. Raquel was doing a shit ton of drugs with Sandoval, and maybe that did, I'm sorry, drugs alter your behavior. They alter your ability to process. They alter, as does drinking, it alters everything. So you could very easily, and I'm not giving her an excuse, I'm just saying I don't like that we're taking that completely out. And we're saying, oh, well, even if they were on drugs, what, have y'all been on drugs? Do y'all know what, like, listen, I'm copping to anything, but I can very easily see how under the influence of particularly the things that they've copped to, at least, like hallucinogens, hello, it's in the name.
Right.
You're literally hallucinating. Tom has listed this as a value in a relationship. He values people that are, like, in a hallucinogenic state.
I mean, you're not going to comp to anything, but let me tell you, because I'm in a different point in my life.
Well, you're sober.
Yes. I will tell you that there are things that I said I would never do, but when I was doing blow, okay,
yeah. Yep.
I had my first threesome, bitch. I was not planning
yeah.
that, and I would never have planned that. But yep. when I got on that shit, I was deep into a threesome.
Yeah.
So, like I'm saying, like, not backing up Rachel.
Yeah.
But drugs are a hell of a thing. And
yeah.
they will have you doing shit that you, like, when people talk about, oh, you know, drunk words or sober thoughts. Sometimes
yeah.
it could be that. Sometimes you're just a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And then, like, with drugs, though, that shit will literally have you do things like, I mean, let's look around the world, okay?
Yeah.
You do things that you would never do.
Yep.
And I don't know why we're taking out the drug factor. Like, I feel like that should have been a question that was asked. Like, were you guys partaking in anything other than alcohol?
Yeah.
When you guys were hooking up? Like, how did it first happen? What
yeah.
kind of drugs were you on when y'all decided to cross that line?
They
at
were
the
Mondrian, at
the Abbey.
Coachella Whatever. And the Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I firmly believe that it started at
yeah,
Coachella.
Coachella. And there's drugs at Coachella.
And that checks out to me.
Right. Even Sheena brought up the scenario where she's like, it's not like they, you know, were on
acid at Coachella
and made out and it was a
yeah.
mistake. And I'm like, so, okay. So we
yeah.
know what you guys do when y'all get into these events or whatever, you guys party together, and that's fine. But I just want to know how much of the shit they were doing to have a 7-month affair.
Yeah. And I want to know, I want to know, like, what was Raquel's, like, you know, she was with James. It's not like, I'm not trying to say that she, like, met Sandoval and all of a sudden she was on drugs, like, you know, but she was dabbling, dude. She
oh,
was dabbling. They
she
were
dabbling. Look at your Sheena.
My Sheena. My cat's name is Sheena Marie.
She's just, like, staring at you like, what?
Sheena doesn't do drugs except for catnip.
Looks down.
She literally looked down. Don't be ashamed, girl. Stand in your truth, girl.
Yeah, I don't like the drug erasure. I think that it is wild if we're going to analyze human behavior, because people, this is the thing. And I always, again, back to high school, and I did this with the kids that I worked with. I've worked with K through now 10th grade. Whenever kids are defiant and they ask for answers about something, sometimes it's, you know, you want to be like, because I said so, because I'm the adult and this is what it is. But I have found myself in a few positions where I'm like, do you actually want to know the answer? Or are you just going to like do whatever you want to do anyway? And most of the time, they just want to do whatever they want to do anyway. Because if I sit there and I'm like, you can't go here at this time, because if you do, then that's going to be an impediment on my job, because then I'm responsible, because then so-and-so is going to report me. By the time I get to that point, they're tuned out. They don't care.
Right.
They don't really want the answers, right? They just want to be like defiant and say what they want to say and feel how they want to feel. And that's valid. But also, you cannot take significant factors out. That's why I feel like we can't not go back to the past, because the past is relevant.
Yeah.
Past behavior is relevant. Drug use is relevant. Alcohol use is relevant. How, to be honest, how Ariana and Tom's relationship, the state of their relationship, that's relevant. And, you know, whether Ariana is comfortable talking about it or not, it sounds like, and it is not an excuse for cheating. Cannot express that enough. Cannot stress enough that he should not have cheated. But there is context there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about she told him he shouldn't wear the green sequin pants, because that was bullshit. Okay? Right. He's bullshit. But we cannot remove context from any of the situations. And so that's just kind of where I am with everything. And I'm so tired. I feel like the discourse has gotten completely out of control. I feel like the Sheena hate has gotten very ridiculous. And people being like, Sheena's only crying because she's only worried about herself. Yeah, bitch, she's worried about herself. What the fuck do you think Lala's doing? What do you think, like, what, like, Katie's literally worried about herself.
Right.
Like, everyone, and so is Ari, like, everyone on the cast is worried about themselves. That's what we sign up for when we watch a show like this. Right. That's why it's so beautiful.
Right.
There is no good person.
Yeah, we're all watching because it's relatable. We all know one of these people, or we know someone that knows some of these people.
Oh my God, this is the one thing that I didn't put on my list that I meant to, so I'm glad you said that. There's been a lot of people online that have been saying, I really just want next season to be about women empowerment, and I just want to see something about her thrive and just watch literally Ariana and Katie and Lala like conquering. And I'm like, you guys don't watch this show.
Right.
It does not matter. They will not be empowering to each other because they do not feel that way about each other. Like, all of them are very much in it to protect themselves, right? The most empowering thing that I think that we've seen was, you know, Sheena.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, she didn't punch her. She didn't punch her. She didn't punch her. We don't know if she punched her, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going. I'm not touching on
that. I know. We already went there, but you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is not the group that we need to look for women empowerment, no. Whether there's a sandwich shop or not.
Also, it, and not to say, like, I'm all about my girlies, but let's be real, from an entertaining standpoint, it not would not, fun. It's not going to happen. I'm not saying it because I don't want it to happen. It's just, how this industry works. People want drama.
Yeah.
If we had a show that was just, oh, I love you. I love you too. Oh my gosh, your shop's great. Oh my God, how's your makeup line doing? Oh my God, you know, like kissing each other's ass. We wouldn't watch. And that's sad. But that's just how this type of reality TV works.
But that's what we go to like TikTok for. Exactly. If we want that, then we can go watch like an influencer house or like we can do that if we want to see that. We are not trying to consume that. And we're trying to, and that's not how.
It's not how Vanderpump Rules even started or was based off of.
No.
Why are we changing the formula when it just got good?
Literally, if this was about women empowerment, then there wouldn't have been a whole subplot of Katie talking shit about the kind of people that Sheena has on her podcast, right? Because Katie had a podcast. Yes, so then did. The through line would be, girl, you do what you need to do because you have a podcast and I understand the industry. That's not how that's not where they're at, right? That's not, we're never going to get that from these people. And they're competing with each other for a check, for a storyline. If we were about female empowerment, then Lala wouldn't have done what she did to Sheena in season 9. And I understand that things are different now with them. But like,
the kids.
They have the kids and that's cute. I don't want a Vanderpump Valley. I really am so disinterested in the men that like the only like kind of interesting things that could come out of a couples show, if you will, would be like drama between the marriages. And that's not interesting. And when Lala is single, I find it cringy. So I don't want to see that. I don't like.
There's no way we could ever go to something like that after what we just witnessed this season. Like, there's really. You can't switch it up like that.
No.
We're too invested. We want to know what the fuck's going on now that everything is past.
Yep.
Because I've dedicated my time to this. So I'm not moving to the Women Empowerment Show just yet. If that ever happens, put a pause on it because. You've already sucked the life out of me with the Scandoval, and I need this to follow through.
Yeah.
Just follow through with it.
Yeah.
I need closure.
And we're not going to, and honestly, again, that is not a realistic expectation to put on these people. It's, to me, it's unrealistic that Katie and Ariana are going to be friends owning a business together. Because it's unrealistic and boring. To watch Sandoval and Schwartz own a business together.
Right.
Unless we're bringing in the other people in the business.
And there's no way that you could have a show like that when these women are all friends with somebody that the other one doesn't care about that much.
Yep.
There's always going to be drama.
Yep.
There's always going to be drama. Sorry, ladies. We're all about girlies here. But it's just like, realistically, entertainment, numbers, views, like that's just not going to cut it. And someone's going to not hold up to their end of that.
Right.
I mean, someone's going to pop off and then it's going to not be an empowerment show anymore.
And if you want women empowerment, then listen to podcasts where, like, if Ariana and Katie started a podcast together, that would probably be quite compelling. And then you could get that from that. Or you could get that from Kristen's podcast. Like, you could get that from, but like the show, like a visual following people's lot. Me and you have great conversation, I think, Elena, when we get on the mic together, right?
Right.
But if they followed us in real life, they would have
nothing but us voice messaging each other.
Literally. I would be on the couch. I'd be scolding the cat. I'd be playing my video games.
And I'd be at home on the porch.
Yep.
Not too different, just different places.
It would be, sorry for all the construction. No, sorry about that. The cat just, hold on 1 second.
Right. That's, side note.
And nobody wants to fucking watch that. That's boring. It's boring.
No. It's a great thought, but it's just not what that's for. Not Vanderpump Rules.
No.
We're not changing the formula.
Please. Oh my God. How do you feel after this vent session, Alina?
I feel better now.
I do kind of too.
I do feel like Sheena's, I love that if she came to your podcast and listened to it.
Yeah, one day.
But she didn't punch her.
No, she didn't punch
her. She didn't punch her at all.
We're not saying that she punched her. We're just saying that, like,
she did a Sheena swing on her.
She did that Sheena swing.
Sheena swing.
Hey. And no one's mad at her for it.
No.
She did at least push her and throw her phone into a gutter, which I think is...
Yeah. I mean, enough for my phone. I'm hurt. Like, that's worse than a punch to me.
I was like, oh shit, her phone is in the fucking
I would
gutter?
Have rather have been punched, to be honest.
Did Raquel, like, fish her phone out of the gutter?
Yeah, what? I want to know. Like, was it thrown in the gutter or?
Was it, like, just cracked? Because I'm not giving anyone any ideas, but, like, that is, like, destruction of property.
How did she get the phone? Did she, like, snatch it out of her hand?
Yeah, so when Raquel, so Ariana called Raquel. Raquel's on the phone with Ariana, obviously upset. Sheena's like, what's going on? Ariana had already texted Sheena, this is what's going on. Then Sheena reads her text. She's like, what the fuck? And she snatches Raquel's phone out of Raquel's hand.
Okay.
Then she's talking to Ariana. Ariana's giving her the lowdown. Sheena says, I'm about to throw her phone in the gutter. I'm going to call you back. She throws her phone in the gutter and then calls her back on her phone. And I don't know. I don't know what happened. Sounds like Sheena pushed Raquel, unfortunately.
Going back to Roach, phone in the gutter.
Elena, we have to go.
Gutter, the Roach. Okay. All right, I'm done. I just thought about that.
It was New York, so it's probably more like rats, right?
Hey, that's what Ariana called them. Rats.
She did, rats. That I can get with. That I can get behind.
Yeah.
The Roach thing to me, I think, is just like egregious.
I just actually cleaned a roach off the ground today, so.
Wow.
Very on brand.
Well.
Little fucker.
Elena, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at poshxxgod, and that is the only social media you can find me on right now. That's the only place that I reside.
Well, you can find me at WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose on Instagram. You can find me at WTFKEmilyRose on Twitter. You can subscribe to my show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and everywhere else that you listen. And guys, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back after part 3 of the reunion. Ooh, all right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Wind up your waist now. Wind up your waist. Wind up your waist. Yeah. You know I love it when you wind up your waist. Tell me what you want.